Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Idaho law is removing LGBTQ pride flags from the state buildings. We're going to be talking about this development on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, it's interesting, you know, how some of these groups and some of these states are so insistent on flying these rainbow LGBTQ pride flags, is what they call it, to promote this agenda. And here's an example in Idaho. They actually had a law previously where it banned non-official flags from state and municipal buildings. However, the Boise City Council then passed a resolution making the LGBTQ pride flag an official flag. I don't know what's an official flag of, to circumvent the state law. So now, thankfully, the legislators have come back with a law which the governor has passed that only allows state governments to fly a limited option of flags, which includes the American flag, state flags, official military flags, the official Indian tribe flags, the POW-MIA flag, and assortment of others, national and international flags, on special occasions. And, you know, if they try to violate this, it comes with a hefty civil penalty of $2,000 per flag for each day the non-official flag is flown, Matt.
So good for the Idaho legislature. They overwhelmingly passed this House bill, 58-11.
I think they made the statement, we don't want that flag
no,
on our flag
poles. No, and the Senate
poles.
Voted 26 to 8. So
yeah.
Overwhelming support. And guess how this all started, Holly? I'm sure you know.
Mm.
This was Shurtleff versus City of Boston.
Back That's in 2022, yeah.
Yeah, we won the case 9-0 at the United States Supreme Court. Comes out of Boston. And Boston had a public forum, and that public forum allowed people to apply for a permit to have a gathering. And then you had three flagpoles.
Right.
One of the flagpoles they designated as a public forum. That's their term.
Yeah, the American flag, the state flag, and then that open flag.
Yeah, the open flag. That was a public forum. And individuals could apply to use the public forum. And it would be open to all comers. And it was open to all comers for 12 mm-hmm. years. Everybody who applied, 284 applications for 12 years, each one was granted.
They flew communist flag. They flew LGBT flag. They flew
pride flags,
all kinds
trans
of flags.
All different kinds
but,
of flags. And those were of people that
right.
requested. And some of those flags they flew for days, not just a short period
but
of time.
But there was one they did not fly.
Yeah, application 285 was the Camp Constitution flag, which was the Christian flag. Camp Constitution event to fly the Christian flag.
Which looks very similar to the Bunker Hill flag, which I believe they had flown previously,
which they had
right?
flown the Bunker Hill flag previously. The only difference really is a reverse color scheme. And the Bunker Hill flag has a pine tree, a small pine tree in the bottom. But other than that, they're exactly the same, exactly the same. So when Hal Shurtleff applied to fly the Christian flag, they said, no, we can't allow a Christian flag.
And granted, he was only asking for, what, like an hour
yeah.
during Constitution Day?
Yeah, while they had an event down below the flagpole. So it's going to be pretty obvious it wasn't the city. It was a private event. And they said, no, change the name on the application form. Take out the word religious or Christian. Take out any religious modifier. No Christian before flag. Put something else that's non-religious before flag. We'll allow it. So in other words, the flag itself, like the Bunker Hill flag, was okay. They could have flown the flag that was very identical to a previous flag called the Bunker Hill flag. They said the Bunker Hill flag was non-religious.
But the thing is, the official didn't even know what the flag looked like. He just
no,
saw the word Christian, and that was like red flag.
He saw the word Christian on the application.
Pardon the pun.
So the Christian word, the word Christian, is what triggered everything.
Mm-hmm.
The flag itself was not the issue. the perception of what the flag represented was the issue.
Right.
If it's a Christian flag, no go. If it's a Bunker Hill flag, same thing, different color scheme, reverse color scheme, actually, it's okay. If it could have been renamed as the Camp Constitution flag, okay.
That's like saying, can you rename the American flag, the patriotic flag, because that's offensive to us?
Because we don't like America.
Really?
Right. That's very similar.
Yeah.
We don't like the word America, so name it something else.
Yeah.
Name it just the flag. Well, no, it's not just the flag. It's the American flag. So Hal says, I can't rename it. That's the Christian flag. It's not the Camp Constitution flag. So they denied him. We filed suit. We lost. I argued at the Court of Appeals, lost 3-0. We went back to the district court, more discovery. We had lots of information about the 12-year period, no denials except for Hal shirtless.
Seemed like a slam dunk, didn't it?
And the only reason they denied was because the word Christian on the application. And then they pointed to a 1971 decision, Lemon versus Kurtzman from the Supreme Court. If we allow this flag to fly and you perceive it to be Christian, then we, the city, would be establishing a religion in violation of the First Amendment per Lemon versus Kurtzman. That was their argument. So we lost again at the district court. I was excited to argue again at the Court of Appeals, but surprisingly lost again 3-0 with the same panel. Went to the Supreme Court, argued it in 2022, got the decision in 2022, won unanimously 3-0. And that ultimately was then used in the Coach Kennedy case to overturn the 1971 Lemon versus Kurtzman decision. It's gone. As a result of that decision now, there are scores of cities and counties and school boards and government entities that no longer fly the pride flag, the LGBTQ flag.
They changed their policy as a result because they don't want to get sued either.
They don't want to get sued. They don't want to fly a Christian flag. They know if they fly the LGBTQ flag, they're going to get sued. They're going to lose. And they don't want to then open up this to a can of worms. So they have stopped.
Let's stick to the basics.
Flying the pride flag.
Yeah.
Well, Boise was hard-headed.
Obviously.
Yeah. So they said, well, you know, despite Shurtleff, what we're going to do is we're going to adopt the pride flag as an official flag of the Boise City Council.
And circumvent the current state law.
Yeah. So it's not going to be, we're not going to open it up for anybody to file like Boston. We're not going to open up a public forum. We're just going to adopt it as an official flag of the city. Well, it's not an official flag of the city. It's not an official flag. This is a LGBTQ flag. It can't be an official flag.
It represents a lifestyle.
You know, a government flag is an official.
Yeah.
Yeah. This can't be the official. This can't be what Boise stands for. But they passed a law, an ordinance, a resolution, making the LGBTQ pride flag an official flag to circumvent the Constitution, the Shurtleff versus City of Boston. Well, the state pushed back. They passed this bill. And as it says, it now allows only a limited number of flags, which should be the case.
Yes.
I'm not complaining that the Christian flag can't fly.
Right.
In fact, in the proper context, what should be on these flags is exactly what the state of Idaho says should be on the flags. Government flags.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a city flag,
I'm trying to
state
government
flag,
building. Yeah.
United States flag. They could fly the other assortment of national or international flags for special occasions. That's fine. Those are government flags. But those are not ideological flags. And when the government gets into flying the ideological flags, like the pride flag, the LGBTQ flag, whatever kind of flag that they want to fly, like the trans flag, when they do that, they offend a lot of people. And when they do that, you know what? The First Amendment kicks in.
Right.
And they've opened up the forum, and that's what happened in the city of Boston, had to pay over $2 million for this unconstitutional action.
Well, you know, going back to Boise, it was interesting because the mayor stated that the LGBTQ flag had been flying the city for more than a decade.
Well, that's a problem.
Yeah, but they took it down. And I remember seeing a video about that, how they were all sad and everything, and the flood's got to come down. But they took it down to avoid a substantial penalty on Boise taxpayers.
Yeah, $2,000 per flag for each day that it's up.
Yeah.
Not only a penalty, but they could also have a lawsuit. Mm-hmm. Because Shurtleff versus City of Boston tells them they can't do that. They can't open up that forum for these ideological flags and then exclude a Christian flag like they did in Boston. Of all places, the cradle of liberty, John Adams, John Quincy Adams, the Boston Tea Party. Well, you know what? Liberty finally returned to Boston via Shurtleff and the City of Boston case. For more information, go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org/flag.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.